Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Up close and personal with Westlife on Today FM.
We have been building up to this moment for a long time, but get your phones out because, ladies and gentlemen, for the people who are here in Toners, they are very excited. To everyone else listening at home, may I introduce, please, Westlife! Here they come. The beautiful boys are in. Hey, lads. Jump in that way. Jump in that way.
Good morning.
Nicky's here.
David.
How are you, sir?
You're looking great for...
Thanks very much.
8 a.m. in a pub or whatever you were.
Good morning.
Tight squeeze.
How are you? Yeah, come on, jump in. Get nice and comfy, lads.
We actually are in a pub, like, table and everything.
Yeah. No, no, we've kept it as authentic as possible. We're here in Toners.
Dave, I like that picture of you standing beside us.
I'm glad you noticed it, Keane, because a couple of people have commented that I either look like your bouncer, your management. I was going for a fourth member.
Yeah.
Jedward, when we put the picture of the four of us up earlier on,
you
know, Jedward said,
"New
member unlocked."
If you didn't have the hoodie on, if you had a leather jacket on there, and just moved a little bit closer, to
obviously,
be honest, Dave, the little gap between you and Keane, that you'd rather that gap wasn't there, right?
I wanted to be almost inside Keane, but I'm not allowed to say that. No, obviously,
Looks like Keane is not talking to you.
The lads can see a picture, which you can check out on at Today FM. Their socials there. If you go and have a look, you'll see it. But the lads want a bit of picture that you can see where I am beside the boys, like I am here today. I'm very lucky, but so are all the Westlife fans who are here. Guys,
yes.
Say hello.
Hello. More importantly.
No, you're right. It is far more importantly than me, that's for sure. But boys,
that's for sure.
Can I do this? We have
2 hours of crack planned. Are you up for it?
Absolutely.
We're up for it. We're well up for it.
I mean,
we were listening on the way up, actually, in the car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You sound all right?
You were saying nice.
Yeah, but you were playing Take That, though.
I saw you play Take That, though.
I just thought I'd stir the pot a little.
He said they're not here yet.
I actually heard that as well. And I thought, fair play to Dave. He has courage. And he gave it the whole boy band rivalry.
That's it, yeah. I'm just waiting to see.
Let it shine.
Lads, rock stars don't traditionally get up at this hour of the morning. Usually
we haven't gone to bed then.
That's because you're in the pub at 10 a.m. because you haven't yet.
We're not rock stars, we're pop stars.
Sorry, Keno, pop stars.
We're not usually in the pub at 10 a.m.
No, so but is this early? 11. Is this early for Westlife to be together?
No, like, should we all? No, God, no.
Eyes are keen this morning at 7 o'clock.
That's right. No, but look, we're well used to this. You know, we do a lot of radio breakfast stuff and we do a lot of TV breakfast stuff. We were up very early on Monday morning doing BBC Breakfast. And actually, at 12 o'clock the night before, we were doing breakfast TV in Australia. So,
okay. And New Zealand.
Oh, my goodness.
And New Zealand as well, yeah. So
this is far more normal.
Well used to this.
Well, we're very grateful for you coming in. I really appreciate it.
I realize.
And am I right in thinking, we said this when you were in, it's your missus's birthday.
It's Gillian's birthday.
Come on,
today,
happy birthday, Gillian. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, dear Gillian. Happy birthday to you.
Dave's doing harmonies.
Dave. I'm here for you. I said fourth member. I'm trying to audition.
He's doing harmonies.
The high harmony.
Yes.
I love it.
He's definitely trying to get in the band.
You know what to do. You know.
And Key, you were supposed to be in holidays.
Was I?
Yes, you told me.
I told you I wasn't going to be here because the surf was good.
The surf was good.
But it's not good, though.
It's not good. Okay, the surf was bad, so Keane made the trip down. We're going to kick things off with a test.
Okay.
We're going to see who knows more about Westlife. Westlife or the Westlife fans. We're going to play Westlife Master on Today FM in a couple of minutes. Give it up for Westlife fans. But also, everybody listening at home, you're here with Westlife. Westlife, welcome along.
Yeah,
hello.
You know, the best thing about playing a Westlife song, sitting beside Westlife, is they all sing their individual parts. It's pretty cute.
And even you,
harmonies.
You were doing the back and vocals.
I was doing a little bit. Again, I'm trying to audition here. I'm trying to see, can
I you've actually got your hair a little bit of, bit
got,
of gel
I got
there.
A cut, yeah.
You've got it done. You've got it done this morning.
He hasn't found the Just For Men just yet.
No. You guys all seem to manage to control the greys better than I do. I don't know how we do it.
He was only painting his kitchen last night. That's not grey. That's
yes.
Thank you, Nicky. Thank you very much. Right, are we excited for Westlife Master? Well, then let's play Westlife Master.
Westlife Master.
On Today FM.
You're only playing for everybody here.
Now, It gets dramatic. Westlife, throw your headphones on there if you want. Okay, you can increase the levels of drama and excitement. What's really cool is we're going to play Westlife Master. So every day on the show, we do a different master. Mondays, we do Movie Master. Wednesdays, we do Music Master. Fridays, we do TV Master. But not TV Master today. Today is specially designed Westlife Master. And it's Westlife against Niamh. Hi, Niamh. Say hello there to your microphone.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Niamh.
Stick that really close to your mouth. There you go. Tell me, first of all, you've travelled a long way. You were up very early this morning.
Yes.
How far have you come to see Westlife?
We've came from Belfast.
Oh my God, from Belfast. What time did you get up?
Half four.
That's Ian Dempsey.
What time did you go to bed?
To be honest, not till about one.
That's adrenaline. And you say we because who's beside you here?
It's my daughter, Fia.
What age is Fia?
10.
You're not supposed to be in school, Fia?
No.
Not today.
I have an appointment. I've got to go to the
dentist.
I've got to go to the dentist.
Yeah, the three
Dublin.
Yeah. Okay, so big Westlife fans. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Fiat, are you a Westlife fan because your mom's a fan?
No.
No, just independently.
Yes.
Tell her where your first concert was, Fiat.
Wembley Stadium.
Your first gig ever was Wembley. Wow.
Does it get much bigger?
Certainly doesn't. But we're about to test your knowledge collectively. Now, here's the thing. In Westlife Master, Westlife can confer amongst each other for the answer. In here in Toners, you can all confer with Niamh and Fia, okay? So we want to make sure we get winners here, okay? I mean,
we're a little outnumbered, but we'll do our best.
And up for grabs is the unbelievable prize. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a woo for a Dave Moore mug.
Oh, we'll get you a better one.
Westlife can do better prizes. Yeah, I promise you. Okay, are we ready to play Westlife Master?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
She's shaking.
Okay, the first question is for Niamh. Niamh, "For All My Life, I Am Yours" is a lyric from which Westlife song?
You can confirm, Niamh.
"For All My Life, I Am Yours."
What about now?
Say that out loud.
What about now?
What about now is the right answer. Yay! Now tell me this, just for a bonus point, right? For, is this, like, actually not even for a bonus point, just for the crack. Which member of Westlife sings the line "For All My Life, I Am Yours" on the recorded version?
Shane.
I know.
Shane. Mark.
Oh, second answer is right. It was Mark.
Well, no, actually, Shane sings "For All My Life" and then Mark sings "I Am Yours."
Mark does a harmony, actually. So
they always write double.
It's Shane and Mark.
Yeah. So you're right. You were more correct with Westlife.
And I knew as well.
Okay, Westlife, your question is this. "I Was Lost in a Lonely Place" are lyrics from which Westlife song?
I Lay My Love on You.
Yep. I Lay My Love on You is the right answer from Westlife.
Can hardly believe it.
That was easier.
You think that was easier than yours?
I would agree.
That was easier.
Okay. That was a lot easier, actually.
That was really...
For a super extra bonus point that doesn't exist, who sang it?
Brian.
Yeah, okay, that's correct. Damn, they know too much. Okay, back to Niamh. Which music video is shot under a deflated hot air balloon?
Hello, My Love.
Yeah. Well done.
Spot on.
That was good.
Westlife.
Can I just say, Dave? Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be...
It was supposed to be an air balloon up in the sky.
The whole idea of that video was supposed to be a hot air balloon that rose up in the desert in LA.
What?
Except it was so windy on the day, and we were there all night from 2 in the morning to get sunrise. And they said the hot air balloon's not going to be able to fly, it's too windy. We're like, we've flown to LA for sunrise with a hot air balloon.
All night.
What are we going to do? And they went, we don't know. So they half got it inflated.
Right.
And we said, well, we'll just climb inside it and it might look cool. That's true.
That's unbelievable.
And health and safety, we're not happy about it. We were like, listen, just follow us in here with a camera.
Yeah.
And
we just jumped around. Leave the desert. It would be grand.
Yeah. Keep the flame going because it's not hot enough in the California.
For a bonus
desert.
Point, Nikki, what was the name of the desert?
You two have an album named after. Where were we?
You two have an album.
Don't say the Sahara.
The American Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Nevada desert.
What was it? Nevada.
The U2 album name. What's that again?
It was the U2 desert.
Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree. Brilliant. Okay, Westlife's question. Who is the only one not wearing a dark colored jacket in the beginning of the music video for My Love?
Oh.
Not
is this
wearing,
for me? Is it for us?
For all of you.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
me.
No, it's me.
Well, hang on. You've got to decide on
the beginning of my love.
So Nikki says it's Nikki. Shane says it's me. Shane.
I was wearing a blue one.
Well,
like
I was wearing a tan beige.
Dark coloured, I said.
Oh.
So who wasn't wearing a dark
color. Yeah, so
I'm going to go with Nikki. I'm going to
go with me. It was a camel coloured beige. Okay. I still have it if anyone wants it. It's in the... Yeah.
Give him a round of applause. He's right. Yeah, it was Nikki. Well done, boys.
What Nikki normally does is sees what everybody else is wearing and then picks something to stand out.
On that note...
Oh, my God! What you can't see, because you're listening on radio, is Nikki has got mirror chrome reflective Air Max 90s.
I was a mistake.
As a man who loves sneakers, even I think they're ridiculous.
Okay. God, somebody said it.
Okay, put those headphones on because you listen close. This is an audio round. Can we get a woo for an audio round? Okay, this is called First Note, Last Note. I'm going to play you the first note and the last note of a Westlife song. Okay, and what you have to do is tell me the name of the song. Now, I've got to press the right button here and make sure this is very difficult. Okay, are you ready? Now, this is for you, Niamh. First note, last note. What is this Westlife song?
I know that.
I know that.
My Love. No.
No, hang on there now.
Okay. If I Let You Go.
If I Let You Go. Let's see, is that the right answer?
It sounded like
My Love.
I was going to
the
say
the end of it sounded like My Love, but it was the jing at the beginning that gave it. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, Westlife.
Don't dive in, confer, lads, so we don't get it wrong.
Unless we know for sure.
Yeah, but
Nikki, you know we want her to win that.
First note, last note, Westlife.
Swear it again.
I mean, like,
boom. You didn't confer.
Drop that mic. Come on. Can I pick this up and drop it?
Nikki said confer and Shane just went, I'm just going to swear.
I'm owning this.
Okay, a point each. This is very good. You're very impressive, both sides of the game. Okay, question for you, Niamh and Fia. Who is leaning on Nikki's shoulder on the cover of the Gravity album?
Shane.
Shane is the right answer. Look at that.
Wow.
Lean on me.
That's what he said to me.
Westlife. Whose head is fifth in line from left to right on the Westlife self-titled album cover
Brian.
In 1999?
No, Brian's in the middle.
Confer. I'm in the middle. Confer.
It's Brian.
It's not Brian.
So if you're looking at the album, is it on the left-hand
left
side?
Left to right. So right. Right-hand
so
side.
Far right. Far right. So if you're the album, so
it was blonde,
person.
Brown, blonde, brown, blonde.
I
that was what it was.
It was, yeah.
Blonde, so it's definitely
if Nikki's
either,
in the middle, it was either me or
I
Brian.
I think it was Brian.
I think it was
Need
Mark.
A final answer.
I think it's Mark.
No,
it's definitely not
Who's
Mark.
Far left?
Mark is in the middle.
Three, there's blonde, brown, blonde.
Where were
brown,
you
blonde.
On it?
I was one of the browns. I think I was right of you, so I was fourth.
I think it was Brian.
Okay, we need a final answer, Westlife. You've got to agree.
Well, it definitely wasn't me.
No, wait there. It could have been... I think it was you, was it?
Listen.
Left or right?
I think we should go with Brian.
No, I'm going to go with Brian.
It's not Brian. It's not Brian was left.
Two are
yes,
Brian.
Yes, exactly.
One is
two
no,
Brian.
Wants the one
it's democracy.
Right.
It's left or right.
Look,
which
look,
is it?
Look, look, look.
It's key in then.
Imagine that's the album. Dave, hold that up.
Here, yeah.
Right. I was in the middle. Brian was over here.
Is the album on that by any chance? Imagine. It's...
So over here.
Oh, no, it was Kian. It was Kian.
Over this side.
Me. Kian.
I need a majority answer.
Brian the answer first. Is Kian.
I think
Kian.
It's Brian.
No, I'm going.
Brian first.
I'm going with Kian. It wasn't Brian.
Left to right.
Left to right. So it's right. Who's right?
You're confusing yourself.
You
now.
Should move no, on. From
looking
this.
At the album. Shane, over here on the album.
Oh.
Kian.
Oh, now I get it.
So Shane Filan has spent the last 15 minutes thinking of the wrong side of the album.
The answer is Kian.
Yeah!
So Brian was on the left.
Okay, Niamh, your final question. What's the difference between Nikki at the beginning of the video for Queen of My Heart and Nikki at the end of the video for Queen of My Heart?
He has a shaved head.
He has a shaved head, is absolutely right.
Now let's talk about that. Let's have a little discussion about that.
What is the story about that?
There is no story.
There is, obviously.
There isn't.
Shane, Keane.
When,
no
Nikki,
comment.
Nikki was very good with his haircuts throughout the band.
Yeah.
He was like brilliant. Every year it'd be.
Am know, I not still?
Another haircut. And he still is, but he hasn't shaved his head since. So that was the one.
So hashtag just saying.
Have you shaved your head, Dave?
Yeah, in 2002.
Would you ever do it again?
Probably not.
Have you shaved your head, Keane?
Never.
No, never. Never will. No.
So at least, you know,
we tried
know.
It. We were
I'm
brave.
Afraid it won't grow back.
Had the Just for Men on holiday.
You know what I mean?
Okay, final question for Westlife. No helping. What recommended age is on the box for the collectible Westlife dolls?
Are you kidding me?
Are you joking me?
I told you Niamh had to win. Okay, what is the recommended age?
Probably like 12.
No, I would say 6 and above.
Six plus.
Saying.
6 plus. Keen, you're saying 12?
Eight plus.
I don't even need them to confer because they are wrong. It is 4 plus, and Niamh and Fia are the winner. Yay! Absolutely brilliant. Niamh and Fia, congratulations. You win yourself the unbelievable prize of a Dave Moore mug. And we'll sort you out with some Westlife goodies.
Thank you very much. Thank
a round of applause for Niamh and Fia all the way from Belfast. And a round of applause for Westlife for being so good at doing their own quiz, except for the very last one. Okay, we are up close and personal with Westlife, and I'm very excited to tell you, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, that I have begged the boys in Westlife to take part in my favourite part of the show. Westlife Master was great. Did you enjoy that? That's going to be nothing compared to this. We are going to do Westlife's bad jokes. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Let's do it.
Dave's bad jokes.
With Rice Krispie Squares. Serious faces off, cheeky grins on.
Right, it's time for Westlife's bad jokes. I told the lads to make sure when they were coming down to prep a joke. Did they prep a joke?
I did.
Nikki did. Nikki did his homework. I got a voice
Nikki's
note last night.
Nikki's full of bad jokes.
Nikki, yeah, no, actually, in the band, Shane Keane, do you think, is Nikki the bad joke person? Like, is he...
Be careful now here.
Is he dad jokes?
He would tell, yes, the odd joke.
Yeah,
here and there.
Jump closer to that.
Sorry, he would tell the odd joke, yeah, here and there.
I noticed that you
funny
guys...
Funny ones, but the odd dad one would fall in there.
Okay.
The odd one.
Well, that's what it's all about. Dave's bad jokes is not about good jokes. It's about bad jokes. Like, for example, Niamh was 9 years old. She sent me a text last night on her DMN Instagram. On her mom's account, she said this: what do you call a pile of cats? A meowton.
That's the all level. In the delivery game, isn't
that's
it?
That's the level. Murphogram says, I tell you what, Dave, when I get home late after being out with the lads for a feed of pints, I'm going to give my wife a right good listening to. Zoe says, how's my new diet going, Dave? Not good. I had 6 eggs for breakfast. 6 eggs? Scrambled? No, Cadbury cream. Right, Nikki's been prepared. Let's get a Nikki joke.
Oh, no, that's better.
Shane, focus up.
These are good.
Focus
are you ready?
Up.
Yeah. You're reading from his book, from Dave's good bad joke
but
book.
But I'm preparing it from his book.
Okay. Why don't skeletons fight each other?
I don't know. Why don't skeletons fight each other?
They don't have the guts.
Hey! Yeah, okay.
I just had a bloke knock on my door. When I answered, he said, I've had a call to tune your guitar. I said, but I never called you. He says, I know, your neighbours did.
Very good.
Have you got much?
I have, yeah. If I get it here now. My wife has recommended I try lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward for me.
Hey!
I used to play the piano.
I thought that was really,
good.
Shane. And they are both from the Dave's Bad Jokes 2.
Thank you.
Keen, I used to play piano by ear. Now I use my hands.
This could go on.
Laura
day.
Says, Dave, I was doing my driving test and the examiner asked me what's the most common road sign in Ireland. Apparently Wexford Strawberries isn't the right answer. Paul says, I put my earbuds under my pillow last night. When I woke up, they were gone. Bloody Bluetooth fairy. Bluetooth fairy? Yeah. Ashling says, I have a confession to make to Westlife, Dave.
Oh.
I steal chocolate bars from my local newsagents using sleight of hand. I've got a few Twix up my sleeve.
Oh, stop.
A few Twix. I love it. Love it.
And finally, Catherine says, Japers, Dave, I was so excited about Westlife today that I put Red Bull in the back of my coffee machine instead of water. I was halfway to work before I realised I forgot the car. Ladies and gentlemen, Westlife Bad Jokes!
About that song, Bop Bop Baby, we haven't performed that in a very long time, but it is going to be in the set list on the 25th.
Yeah! Don't worry, we're going to talk all about Westlife Live and the residency and stuff after 11 o'clock. But before we do, I think it's only fair that to tell you, there's somebody in this room who is an even bigger fan of Dave's bad jokes than she is of Westlife.
Wow.
Well, that's what I was told. Aideen, everybody. Hi, Aideen.
Hi, Aideen.
Aideen, what age are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9 years old. Should you be in school today?
No.
I should be.
You should be, but you're not. You're here, aren't you?
No,
it's very important to be here with Westlife instead. But you do love bad jokes, don't you?
Yeah.
I saw you even have a copy of my book with you.
Yeah.
I'll have to sign that for you.
Okay.
Okay, have you got a bad joke for us all?
What?
Have you got a bad joke for us all?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. Aideen.
What do you call a chainsaw in the present?
What do you call a chainsaw in the present? I don't know.
Chain C.
A chain C! Yeah, come on! That's very good. Excellent, Aideen. Unbelievable.
I'm sorry,
was there another volunteer of a bad joke here?
Yes.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Beth, and I'm actually representing Indonesian fans here.
Indonesian Beth!
Yeah. Indonesian. Oh.
We've met you before, Beth, haven't we?
Thank you. So, bad jokes.
No comment.
Sorry. The bad jokes will be, do you know why computers and laptops are always working?
No.
No.
Because they have two shifts.
Two shifts.
Shift.
Two shifts. Two shifts. I thought you said two shoes.
Sorry.
Two shifts. I love it. Brilliant. Yeah. Round of applause for bad jokes.
Woo. That was really bad.
That's the idea. That's the idea.
I love it.
Okay, coming up.
That's in Dave's next book.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. Let me tell you something, right, boys? We asked for questions. We asked for stories from the fans to get in touch with you guys and let you know about things. There's a lady here. World of Our Own is a very important song. Mm-hmm. Her name is Laura Reynolds, and she's over there. Hi, Laura. Grab that microphone there and say hello.
Dave.
Tell everyone the name of the WhatsApp group chat you have.
World of Our Own.
World of Our Own. Nice.
Well done.
And that is my college group. And we are qualified, my God, 23 years.
And it's still called World of Our Own.
Still World
that deserves
of our
a round of applause.
Wow, that is amazing. Well done.
Now, what goes into that WhatsApp group? Is it like, oh my God, my daughter is doing this and I have to go here? Or is it like, did you see Shane was in the shop there yesterday and bought it? Go on, you can tell us. No one's listening.
If we could get the opportunity to see Shane in the shop.
But is it just for you guys just staying in touch?
Yes, all the time.
So Westlife are the kind of the glue that binds all that together.
And what's the profile pic? Is it all of you or what is it? Have a little look.
I actually just sent in that video there.
Oh, did you?
She'd open up.
I actually didn't have the heart to tell the girls.
Oh, they don't even know. No. Now they do when they saw the video.
We actually don't have a profile pic.
Oh,
well, get a selfie afterwards and that's going to be the profile
pic. We'll do this.
We'll do a selfie with you and that can be your profile
pic.
And all your friends will not like
picture.
It even more.
Yeah, there you go. Laura, thank you so much.
Well done, Laura.
Lads, a round of applause for that. The residency. So, like, the Three Arena is a place that people dream of being able to put a show on once. Like, it's not once, is it? What number are we up to once this is done?
Was it 12 or 13? Oh,
no, the overall number.
82.
82 Three Arenas.
Yeah.
Like,
great.
That's insane.
It's all because of these, you know what I mean?
Like, the weird thing about that is there's 6 Crow Parks as well. There's how many Vivas? 4 Vivas.
2.
Parking
the old Lansdowne Road,
it's
actually,
incredible.
As well.
Yeah, the old Lansdowne. We did the old Lansdowne in 2003, I think it was.
And you also did a gig where our producer Maria, when she was 15, went along in the Temple Theatre on Temple Street. It was only 1,000 tickets. And she today was supposed to bring in photos from that show.
Temple Theatre?
Yeah.
What year was
that? The big church.
2000, I think, yeah.
2000.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was filmed. That was on TV.
It was on TV.
Christmas thing, wasn't it? Yeah. Was that a Christmas show?
Well, yeah. Maria was supposed to bring it in, but she was so focused on making the show, she forgot to bring in the photos.
Sacked.
Yeah, well, not sacked, but yeah. I can't sack her. Come here, I'm going to ask you questions because there's loads of them have come in on 087-4100-102. So let me just get myself in the right position now to ask LDS because there's loads. So the first one is from Cheryl. Okay, so hang on. Let me see if I can find Cheryl here. No, I don't know. Is that Cheryl? No. The first one is from...
You and your own Facebook.
Carol. Here. Yeah, I'm just clicking over here. From Carol. Play, Carol.
Hi, Dave. Caroline and Cheer, massive Westlife fan. I'd like to ask the lads, as someone myself who loves all various different types of music, is there any one song that they could say helped them when maybe they were feeling uninspired or in a dark place, and it gave them inspiration to go on and write some one of their songs, or is there an artist that they turn to when they're feeling uninspired or down to pick them up as?
What do you think?
Interesting.
Very good question.
I think, well, I guess it's an individual question. I think as we've grown up, certain songs mean more. Like, for example, when we were kids and we started with Swear It Again, it was a love song and so on. If I Let You Go was just a really cool pop song. Then World of Roan, as you've seen, is a real party. And when you're looking at that, real atmosphere that fills dance floors, great song to sing live, great rock. As you get older, and me and you were speaking earlier, you know, we've all lost parents. And
sure.
So something like You Raise Me Up, when we recorded that in 06, all of our parents were still alive. Now that some of them are passed, you see in the audience people crying. You know when the front maybe two or three or four rows, when we start You Raise Me Up, somebody inevitably will be holding somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody will be uncontrollable. And we see that regularly now. And we wouldn't have obviously paid attention to that or known that in the early days. Now those type of songs are so important and emotional to us. So yeah, there's maybe it's not the most inspiring song, but some of the songs lyrically now
mean something different.
Mean so much more.
That makes perfect sense, yeah. Boys, in particular?
I think she was on about another artist as well.
Yeah,
well,
she was, yeah.
Okay, well, forget everything I've just said.
No, she said your songs too.
No.
This isn't live, Dave. We'll edit all of what I've said out.
No, she mentioned other artists.
Well, I tell a joke again.
Like, when I was younger, honestly, I was obsessed with Michael Jackson's music, and I still am. It's probably as big today as it ever was. But Michael Jackson, probably, yeah, or Garth Brooks, growing up.
Right.
Bit of Garth Brooks.
They'd inspire you in those moments.
Just like, you know, just fun, you know, like some of his up-tempo stuff is such fun.
Totally.
Just reminds me of being younger, you know, I suppose wanting to be a singer and cheering you up or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, Keane?
Yeah, so I suppose the way I think about the answer to that is something that inspires me would always take me back to my childhood and like, you know, what was it that made me want to do it? You know, what was it lying in bed at night thinking about, you know, being on a stage and being in a band? And I think the first artist that kind of really did that to me was Bon Jovi. And a lot of their kind of like big power ballads, you know, some of their really kind of old school rock songs, Bed of Roses. I mean, what a tune.
Bed of Roses. They're playing
in your
Park
arms.
This year, right?
They're playing Crow Park. So I think like that's a very kind of that era of music. I mean, I was a big heavy metal fan as a kid, but Bed of Roses is something that kind of matches across the Westlife kind of world.
Yeah, kind of like there's a little progression across. Yeah, I like it. Kenneth says, if music had a transfer window, who would you transfer out?
Whoa, I thought you were going to say, which other band would you like to go to?
No.
Who would you get rid of is the question.
Who would you be putting on the market?
Nicky's like, tell me which band I can go to.
Straight over to take that, lads. You know,
actually, well, there's another part of the question he says is, who would you buy for the band? Who could you transfer in or out?
Wow. Well, the question I got wrong.
Band would be Backstreet Boys, as in favourite band you would transfer to. Because they were especially me and Keane, I suppose, growing up, and probably Mark as well, they were like our proper idols as a boy band.
Yeah.
Transfer in. I go with Gary Barlow.
Get Gary Barlow in.
Yeah, Gary's a great voice.
So I'll go with Robbie Williams then.
Oh, nice. That'll be a short-lived boy band then. The three of you and the two of them.
No competitiveness there at all.
I'd go with Brian Littrell from Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian, yeah, what a singer. Yeah. Sheepers. Liam says, hi Dave, who would the boys like to do a collaboration with? You've done so many. I mean, Mariah Carey.
We were only saying last week, we've not forgotten, but it's not mentioned that we actually sang with Diana Ross. It doesn't get a lot of coverage. And the video looks like we weren't there. It looks like it's green screen. And we were there all day with her.
Lionel Richie was another one that wasn't talked about a lot.
And what
Sinead
about
O'Connor,
now?
We sang on RT. We actually did Silent Night.
Dolores for the Pope in the Vatican.
Yeah.
So if there was someone from modern pop or anything like that.
We were talking about Louis Capaldi the other night.
We met Louis the other night, actually. He'd be cool to sing with. He's a great singer. Such a great singer. Okay. Adele, vocally, girl-wise.
Wow.
Adele would be pretty good for an album.
But you know, we sang with the Backstreet Boys, so it'd be good to do something with the other boy, but like, you know, if NSYNC got back or Boyzone or Take That or that type of stuff, you know, that would be cool.
No, I'd pay for that. Okay, Mary's got a question.
My question for Westlife is, out of all the albums and all the songs, what would be each of your favourite unreleased tracks? from one of your albums. They're all bangers, so just wondering what you think. Can't wait to see you in September. So excited.
She's talking about us when she said they're all bangers.
Yeah.
Stone Cold banger.
I would go with Written in the Stars. I don't know if you know that song.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been sampled many, many times. Andreas Carlson co-wrote it, and it's a brilliant song. Like, it really, so I go with that. But there's also some beautiful ballads like Moments.
One song, Nicky, one song, man.
You took my one.
I'll go with Written in the Moments.
I have to think about it now.
So I will go with I Want to Grow Old with You.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because he wrote it.
It's a beautiful song.
I wasn't going to say that, but yes,
you did. Shane.
Thank you for reminding everybody.
I was going to go with Moments, but Nicky nicked that one. I was going to go with Moments.
I didn't. I went with Written in the Stars.
I'll go with Moments.
Okay. Great answers. Let's see. Another one that came in there. Can you ask Westlife if they're doing any of their older songs on this tour? Shane mentioned I Lay My Love and You will be on the set list. Is there any chance of Bop Bop Baby, which you haven't played in a while? And what about anything else, says Mairead in Limerick?
Yeah, well, we're going through the set list at the moment, and it's a very difficult task. But we were kind of thinking, obviously, the show will definitely be a bit longer probably than it was the last time.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously 25th anniversary. So we're going to try and squeeze in another five or six songs. We will definitely have some, probably, like maybe I Want to Grow With You or something like that could be cool. Bop Bop Baby, honestly, that's just re-emerged.
Lay My Love With You.
Nicky's been asking for that song for a long time, Bop Bop Baby. Well. And then it just kind of went viral in the last few years on TikTok.
Lay My Love Is In.
My kids were asking me, Lay My Love Is In.
Okay, amazing.
It's going to be, in fairness, a pretty strong set list.
The thing about it is, I was looking at our working set list, as we call it, yesterday or the day before, and I think we need to do something. There's something that we need to do to bring more nostalgia back to it. That's what I'll say.
Bed of Roses cover.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, Westlife songs.
Well, okay.
Yeah, maybe
enough,
some album tracks, though. Maybe a mixture of some moments.
I don't want to say my thoughts live in air, but I was thinking that we should probably rehearse.
Inside thoughts, Keen. We need to hear this first.
I think we should rehearse 6 or 7 songs. And then on a night, have different songs. Well, not choose. We will choose.
I meant you. I mean,
like, maybe like a little med, like 2 or 3 different little medleys.
Okay.
Where we're just randomly going for
like
a few
it,
songs.
I like it. I can see the two boys gone. He should have said this off air. Okay, we'll see.
Trust me, it'll be there.
Okay, we still have to do Westlife Best Life, the new competition we've dreamt up for the three members of Westlife to go head to head against each other. But before that, there's a question I have from Cheryl. We can hear Cheryl's voice note there.
Here's a question for the Westlife lads. What do each of them sing in the shower?
But do you sing Westlife in the shower?
When you're looking like that.
Not what do you sing to me in the shower, Nicky. What do you sing? No, but like, do you sing your own songs, or are you singing Bon Jovi?
Probably the odd time.
Yeah?
Like, I wouldn't maybe bait it out every day, like, you know what I mean? But I would listen to, or I would sing it, whatever I'm hearing. Do you know what's in my head, actually, the last while is what? Human Nature. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, from the movie.
And literally, I'm singing it in my house constantly. And the kids are like, Dad.
Stop.
Dad, stop singing it. And I'm like, oh, no, fine. It's just in my head, kids. Sorry.
Yeah.
Tell us that it's you. Why? Literally going around the house singing it. So I probably did sing that in the shower yesterday.
They were actually supporting Michael Jackson in 97 here in the RDS. Remember the gig?
Oh, my
they
God.
Supported
the band. Yeah.
By the way, I don't sing in the shower. I just stretch nowadays. I don't know if that's...
What?
You stretch in the shower?
Stretch in the shower.
How big is your shower?
Well...
I can't stretch in mine.
Just as well
that's
you
your own business.
Do you not find yourself stretching your back and your knees?
Oh, listen, yeah, absolutely. But I don't have room in the shower. it's full of my wife's and daughter's like bits. I can barely get in there and get out. All right, lads, we're going to do Westlife Best Life in a couple of minutes' time to see which member of Westlife is living his best life. We'll do it in a few minutes on Today FM of Westlife. Okay, we're going to play a game called Westlife Best Life.
Okay.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to set you a challenge. Now, we did a little challenge when you were in, and you guys are extremely competitive. So we thought we'd lean into that again.
Lovely.
So first of all, I will tell everybody listening that you can win yourself a signed vinyl copy of Westlife 25 and a pair of tickets to go and see Westlife in the 3 Arena.
Wow.
So okay. I'll tell you how you win that in a second. But what we're going to do is we're going to set you these head-to-head challenges. First of all, we're going to play Dressed Life.
Okay.
So Dressed Life is sitting here in front of you is a bucket of fancy dress items.
Right.
You must put 4 of those items on, and then you will play Nest Life. And Nest Life is you'll come back to me dressed as whatever you're dressed as, and I have 3 pieces of paper here, and inside each one of these is a picture of a bird. You must then make the sound of the bird. Nest Life. You get where we're going? And then we have Test Life, and here beside me, or there beside Maria, is a stool. Westlife are famous for being able to get up and down off stools better than anybody else. You got to do it 5 times.
It's a fine art.
It is. Then you run back, and I'm going to get you to say, I'm, whoever you are, from Westlife, and I'm living my best life with Dave Moore on Today FM, and I'll stop the clock.
Is all that together?
All that in one. Got to go get dressed.
And you're timing us.
Do the nest life.
Well, you got to get undressed first,
so we can pick anything.
Anything that's in there. You got to have four items.
Four items.
Okay.
Okay. And then we'll time and we'll see whoever wins. Now, if you're listening at home and you want to win signed copy of Westlife 25 vinyl and you want to win a pair of tickets to go and see the lads in the Three Arena, you need to predict now who's going to be the fastest. Is it going to be Shane? Is it going to be Keane? Is it going to be Nikki? 087-4100-102. Get your predictions in. If you get it right,
the best,
you're in with a chance to win yourself this. We're going to start with Shane, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Thank you.
So,
Shane's the guinea pig.
Yeah.
I'm the guinea pig.
On my count, I'm going to hit a very funny music bed and I'm going to hit a clock. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, yeah, you went for the easy one.
Yeah,
ones.
Easy. Easy. Oh, you dropped one. You dropped one.
2 sunglasses.
Sit down.
No, no, no. Oh, Nestlife. Leave that there. Pick a bird.
You weren't listening.
Pick one of them.
Pick one.
You can't see where they are. Just pick one at random. You're wasting it. Now, make the sound of that bird.
Coo, coo.
It was an owl. That was very impressive. Right.
Sit down and now stand up four
down,
times.
Sit down and stand up. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
And now run. Read that.
I'm Shane from Westlife, and I'm living my best life with Dave Moore today, FM.
Yeah! Write this down. Shane got 45.67 seconds.
Well, I'm going to say it now. It was a bit unfair. He was the test pilot. He didn't really know what was going on.
I was sitting down. That's what you get when you sit
close. The length of time you took to pick a bird was ages. Is that something we need to know about? Okay, 45.67 seconds is Shane's time. We're going to go to a song. Let's play a song now. Another Westlife tune. And then we come back. Kian's going to have a go. And so will Nikki. It's Westlife. Great sport. Lads, it can't ever get old to have a room of people singing your songs back
Absolutely
to you.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know we're downstairs in the pub in town, but it's unreal. It's great. And you're seeing beautiful things happening around the room.
Yeah, I just saw a mother and a son there, and she was doing sign language for him. That's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, really beautiful.
So cool.
Well, thanks to everyone for coming along. And yeah, there are beautiful moments happening all around the place here in Toners. And we hope for you guys at home listening as well.
And there's some unbeautiful moments where Shane tried to get ready into it and then make the noise of an owl with
cuckoo.
Double sunglasses on.
Oh, that was cool.
Okay.
Do it with the croak.
Cool.
Right, Keane Egan is up. Keane is going to now set the challenge of Westlife Best Life. He's got to do Dress Life, then he's got to do Nest Life, then he's got to do Test Life. Keane, your time starts now.
Are you
one.
The same things? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Two, turkey head.
Looking
and turkey head
on
the wig.
Good.
Three,
yeah.
One more.
Oh, what's that?
It's a beard.
Oh.
Four, okay.
Oh.
Pick your bird. He's got that one.
Pick your bird.
Yeah, okay, that's a crow. That's good. One, two, three, four, five. Say this.
Okay, I'm Keane from Westlife and I'm living my best life with Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey!
God, Shane really was the guinea pig, wasn't he? Because Shane's time was 45.6 seconds. Keane's time, 30.33.
Wow.
Nikki Burns, step out there.
I'm doing straight away.
Oh, you're doing straight away. No messing around.
Break.
Yeah,
Nikki,
no.
Nikki was about to take off his jacket there.
Actually, can I have my bird down there, please?
Oh, I love it.
Right, Nikki Burns is ready to go. I'm going to reset my clock. We're going to get ready. 30.33 seconds is the time to beat. Your time. Your time starts now.
Oh.
Cardigan. Hat.
No, it's not on.
Hang on. Four things, go. Bird.
No, he dropped one.
Ah, he's dropped it.
It's okay. You put them on. I don't know what that
That's
was.
That's supposed to be a pigeon.
One, two, three, four, five.
Oh, is it
go
one?
Here.
I'm Nikki Boone from Westlife. I'm living my best life with Dave Moore.
Whoa!
Nikki.
That is unbelievable.
It's good news, and we'll tell you after the break.
Let's tell you after the break on Today FM. So many messages in on 087 4100 102. Kenneth Loftus, give him a round of applause, won the vinyl in the 9 o'clock hour.
Hello, Kenneth. Okay.
And then the person who's going to win the vinyl and the tickets based on who won the Westlife Best Life competition, we're going to have to find out who that is now by doing, revealing the winner. So, ladies and gentlemen, I can confirm that Shane is out of the running. Shane is 45.67
I'm still
seconds.
Third, though.
You are
shoes.
Still third.
Bronze medal.
You're on the podium, son.
Thanks.
Kian got 30.33 seconds. Did Nikki beat Kian?
We'll tell you after the break.
No, this is not. Nikki was 26.4 seconds.
Well done, Nikki. Well done, well done.
Yeah.
I have to say, he only stood up and down four times.
Oh, right. Here we go.
I'm delighted for him.
Greatness comes with pain. I actually hurt my backside off that stool. That's not as spongy as we're used to, I'm not going to lie.
Nicky's going to be in great form for the next week.
Oh, he is, because he's...
The thing is, if he lost, he would have been in bad form.
Right, so we've actually
champion!
Done the best thing. All right, calm down. We're about to wrap up with the final song. It's Flying Without Wings. But yesterday on the show, we had one pair of tickets left to give away. And we asked our listeners to sing Flying Without Wings, the high mark bit. Yeah. So I'd like to present to you some of the voices of Ireland. Listen to these legends. Those are the things that make
you mine. And it's like flying without wings. And you're my special king.
You're my special king.
And you're my special thing.
I'm flying without wings.
That's good, the last one.
And it's like flying without wings. You're my special thing. I'm flying without wings.
Round of applause.
Well done, everyone.
And keep the applause going for Karen O'Keefe, who predicted Nikki would win.
Yeah. Well done, Karen.
And the biggest round of applause ever, ladies and gentlemen, for Westlife.
Hey!
These boys do not have to do things like this, but they do things like this because they love you, they love us, they love the listeners. Listen, thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks,
really
thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Love you, Dave.
Oh, I love you too, Shane.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.